His saving filled the sea, more of His love to die for me. More about Jesus we learn, more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving policy, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus in His Word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving policy, more of His love who died for me. About Jesus on His throne, riches in glory all His own, more of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving policy, more of His love who died for me.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that great? It says more about Jesus on the throne. That's where He is tonight. He's no longer on the cross. He's on the throne. Riches and glory all His own. More of His kingdom sure increase. More of His coming Prince of Peace. We have a Lord and Savior in heaven tonight. You know, and that's such a thing. You know, all them are men that were supposed to be something, prophets or gods. They're all in the grave tonight. But our Lord Jesus Christ, He's in heaven. He's on the throne. And we can approach Him. How do we approach Him on that throne? Through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask anything in my name and it'll be done. We'll sing that one, the windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. For Jesus makes everything right. I gave Him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Let's stand our feet. We'll sing this before our pastor comes.
Windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave Him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart, for Jesus makes everything right. I gave Him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy.
Let's sing it once more.
The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right. I gave Him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. Today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't the Lord good? Praise God. The Lord bless each one tonight. I know we're few in number. There's people on holidays, people away. And just thank the Lord for those that's made an effort to come tonight. The Lord bless you. And I won't keep you as long tonight. And let's continue to pray. Our brother John's in America by this time, preaching Philadelphia. Our brother Frank will be in Melbourne preaching. And Sister Eileen's got home out of the hospital. So we thank the Lord for answered prayer. And keep praying for Sister Eileen. Keep praying for my own sister and others that need a touch from God. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians tonight, and the Lord bless you. I want to preach on wrestling and prayer just a few moments this evening. The devil's a liar and God is true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read from verse 12 of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 18. And we really did enjoy Brother Andrew's ministry and appreciate it. And pray for me also. I'm preaching again Saturday night. Then I'll be back with you on Sunday. So pray for these meetings that the Lord will have his way outside Portydown Saturday night. And just pray the Lord will help us. Verse 12 then of Ephesians chapter 6. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and on the breastplate of righteousness, on your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's bow our heads again this evening. And if you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord tonight. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we humbly and reverently bow before you tonight in the name of thy lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we plead the merits of your precious blood. And we say, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the very driven snow. Purge us and we shall be like hyssop. Sanctify us and we praise your name. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now. And I thank you that you will. Pray for every hand raised in this room, that you'll meet every need and answer prayer. In Jesus' precious name. Bless everyone in this house tonight. We pray for the brothers and sisters that's working our way on a break. We pray you'll bless them, be with them. We ask you for Andrea and Miani Island, for them both, that you'll touch them and give them a full, complete healing. In Jesus' precious name. Pray for Brother John tonight and Brother Frank tonight as they travel and preach the word of God. Be with them and be their portion. In the name of the Lord, give them mighty time with the power of God. And bless Andrew and restore unto them the virtue. And Lord, bless the service tonight and speak to our hearts for a moment. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. If we are to pray with all power, we must pray with intense earnestness. Intense earnestness. Praying from deep within ourselves in prayer. This is shown in the scripture again and again. If you're to read Romans and keep your finger in Ephesians, Romans 15:30 says this. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Striving in prayer. God wants us to strive in prayer. And the word strive together in Greek is synagonzo. And this word agonzo, to contend, to strive, to wrestle, to fight. Now, there's times you'll have a wee prayer and leave it with the Lord, and that's good, and that's true. But there's other times where you have to wrestle in prayer. You have to strive in prayer. You mightn't feel like praying. You mightn't want to pray. But God tells us we're to pray at all times. And we're to pray without ceasing. And here this word is telling us we're to strive, we're to wrestle, we're to contend. In other words, we're not to accept no. And when the devil does something, and when someone happens to somebody, we're not just to lie back and say, well, that's the way it's going to be. We're to strive. We're to fight. We're to pray and say, Lord, change it. For you can change it. Because you're Hebrews 13 and 8. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can change it. Lord, you've promised if I pray and believe, I can ask whatever I desire. And I can have it. And then we know the Lord Jesus himself said, I thank you, Father. Even before I prayed, you already heard me. God wants us to strive. We know that there's the rest of faith. We know that there's a rest of faith. But we also know there is a fight of faith. So there's a rest of faith and there's a fight of faith. There's a time to fight in faith and there's a time to rest in faith. And sometimes we rest in faith and it's done. And there's other times we have to wrestle, strive, fight, and faith. And we need both of the times. The Bible has many things to say about the fight of faith, more than the rest of faith. And the thought of wrestling or fighting in prayer is it not the thought that we have to wrestle with God to make God willing to grant our prayers? Didn't the Bible wrestle with the angel of the Lord all night? And he got the prayer answered. And sometimes it just doesn't happen like that. We have to wrestle in faith. And our wrestling is with the spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. And when things happen, the devil's behind it. There's a spiritual wickedness in the high places. So we're going to overcome the high places. We're going to have to get a higher power and a higher source. And that higher power and that higher source is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's given us his word. Amen. The helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, and the word of God. And we're to use the word of God. And I said it before you. Think of this evening. I'm going to say it again. When David came before Goliath, all Israel was defeated now. David's brothers were big, strong fellas, but they were bait. Saul was bait. All of them was bait. There wasn't a man. The 9'6" giant called Goliath conquered them all. They were afraid of him. They seen it and their knees quaked. And they hit back out of the road, afraid of him. But here comes down David. David's anointed of the Lord. David's chosen of the Lord. A prophet's been sent and put the oil on him. And the oil always represents the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit represents the anointing of God and the power of God. What's the first thing David does? David says, I'll take him. I'll fight him. And as soon as he goes out towards him, David starts to rehearse before him and before God the victories the Lord's given him. You'll be absolutely nothing because the bear came in and the Lord delivered the bear to me. You'll be absolutely nothing. The lion came in and the Lord delivered the lion to me. And I'll slay you like I slew them. And God wants us to rehearse. I was a sinner. I was lost. I might have been a drunkard, a drug addict, anything. But when I called on the name of the Lord, I was saved. In a moment, instantly, born again in the Spirit of God. One moment, I was on the way to hell. And the next moment, I'm away to heaven shouting the victory. Translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Delivered by the power of God. We have a power as believers tonight that's greater than all the power of darkness. That's the Lord Jesus. And he sent the Holy Spirit into the church. He said, I have to leave, but he's coming. And he's coming in my name. Amen. And as the Father was with me, I'll be with you. Amen. And I tell you, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive power. Didymus is the word for it, which means dynamite, explosive power. And we need that power tonight. Our wrestling is against the enemy of our souls, the devil and all his forces. And there's no place where the devil resists us more than when we pray. Nowhere will he resist us more when we pray. And did you notice the hardest meeting to get a Christian into today is a prayer meeting? I'll tell you, there's Christians today that attend coffee shops, that attend concerts, all sorts of things. And I'm not saying the should or the shouldn't, but I'll tell you one thing, the prayer meeting's the powerhouse. And you know, when the Americans came to England and they heard that God was moving with a great C.H. Spurgeon, and they said to him, where is the power? And he says, I'll take you down into the boiler room and I'll show you where the powerhouse is. And he took them under the church where people prayed. And they prayed and they changed. They shifted shifts in prayer. And Spurgeon says, that's the power room, powerhouse. And Spurgeon had thousands that came. And them Americans didn't even know, some of them, that it was Spurgeon showed them round. That's how humble he was. They didn't even know it. It's like the man came to Wales when there was a Welsh revival. And the wee policeman was going down the street. And you know, they call the policeman the Bobby. And the American says, why, we've heard of this great revival and we've come over to see it. And the wee policeman says, you've just found it. I'm it. Because he was on fire for God. Amen. We're to wrestle. The enemy wants to think God's lost your number. That's what the enemy wants you to think. The enemy wants you to think that God has lost your number. But not only has God not lost your number, but I can give you God's number. And I want you to have God's phone number. And God's phone number is Psalms 50, verse 15. And it says, call unto me in the day of trouble and I'll deliver you. I want to tell you that God's given me so many deliverances on that verse. That's the truth. The Lord's given me so many victories on that one verse. Call unto me in the time of trouble and I shall deliver you. Psalms 34, 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. I tell you, when we cry unto the Lord will hear us. It is a prayer in which we actually wrestle in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us the answer with God, the victory. Strive together. Romans 15, 30. I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus' sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. The word strive together is the same word as agony comes from. It comes from the same word as agony. And you know in Luke 22, 44, and being in agony, the Lord Jesus, being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Ever before he went to the cross, he went through the prayer of agony. He strived. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. I tell you, not only is the Lord praying for us on the right hand, and he's our intercessor, but he has already prayed. 2,000 years ago, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus prayed an overcoming prayer for me and you tonight. And he strove in prayer, in agony, he prayed. This is the very word that's translated agony. We need to have more agonizing prayer. And I tell you, when a church gets to agonizing prayer, God will start moving. Colossians 4 and 12 says, Ephesus, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect, complete in all the will of God. So we know it's not by works, But the Bible talks about laboring in prayers. There's something to it. There's a striving. There's a wrestling. There's a laboring in prayers. And not everybody's called to be a preacher. I know that. And there's too many people in pulpits that are not preachers, that shouldn't be in pulpits. But I'll tell you, every single one of us is called to pray. Amen. The word translated labor is a very strong word. It means intense toil. That's what this word labor means. Intense toil or painful labor. And the Lord Jesus went through intense toil. The Lord Jesus went through painful labor when he went to the cross, when he prayed for us. And we're to pray intense prayers. Every one of us, I'm sure, will agree, you know, that we could do more praying, more earnest, more intense. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So we have to be patient in tribulation. We're going to have tribulation. We're going to have them. The Bible tells us we will. You're to be patient in them. When they hit you and when things come on you, sometimes we say, oh, not again, or why this? But the Bible says it'll happen. But we're not to be moved. We're to be in intense prayer. Even when we have tribulation, continues in prayer. Romans 5, verse 3 and 5. And I'm almost finished. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Let me read you a little quotation, a small one, from R.A. Torrey, a wonderful man of God. It is prayer in which we actually wrestle in power of the Holy Spirit that wins out with God. Prayer that we actually wrestle in the power of the Holy Spirit that wins out with God. God wants us to be in the Spirit. Praise God. Let us come and pray in the night, and don't worry, we'll finish shorter or anything like that. Just let's go as the Lord leads, and then we'll come to a close. But let us be sincere tonight and come round the throne of God in prayer and believe the Lord that the Lord will have his way. And I need your prayers as well, preaching and everything. I need your prayers, and I desire your prayers, and I only can do it while the Lord gives me the strength. Praise the Lord. So let's come and let's pray tonight.